comparing July 13 to April 14 to July 14 and April 15 this year, there's been a 19% increase in cattle exports. To date, 2014-15 financial year, we've exported around 1.1 million head of cattle, and that's with two more months of delivery to be included. So we could potentially see another record year in terms of numbers. I'd like to report it's a record year in terms of numbers and the ability to ensure the sustainability and good welfare outcomes. I think we've still got room to grow in that space, but certainly in terms of assessing where the trade's gone in this last financial year in terms of numbers, I think it'll be another very, very strong performance.
Alison Penfold of the Livestock Exporters Council. Live exports have been the saviour of producers in North Queensland this year. Charters Tower's agent Jim Ganey says prices are pretty good and they are continuing to source cattle for the export market.
It's extremely important and it's been very, very dry, and some areas in this Charters Tower's region have been the driest ever on record, and consequently there's a lot of cattle moving. Without that live export backing the market up here in North Queensland, it would be a complete disaster.
So thousands of cattle have gone out of North Queensland in the last several months?
Very much so. There's been a lot of shipments go out of here this year and of course, Darwin, but there's certainly a lot coming out of Townsville and more to go in the next month or so, yes.
What sort of prices are producers getting for their cattle? Let's say, look at the market, less than 350 kilograms and above 350 kilograms.
Well, there is an order out now, and that order is 350 kilos, and that's up to 350 kilos from 220 to 350. That money is 235 cents a kilo, and those cattle are being marshalled at Charters Towers and at Woodstock. And for steers over 350, that's been $2.35. And that's for feeder steers also and some slaughter steers.
As you said, the live export trade at the moment is the saviour of the North.
Absolutely. And without it, it's given us the substance and the backing that we require in the North with these dry conditions that continue on throughout the North and the Northwest.
Jim Ganey. But as we enter the new financial year, export permits to Indonesia are still in limbo. Alison Penfold from the Livestock Exporters Council says this is not unusual and they are still confident that the permits will flow through. However, the Indonesians are unlikely to be taking slaughter-ready cattle and the number of permits to be granted is still uncertain.
The information I've received from Indonesia is that the permits are for the third quarter expected to be issued sooner rather than later. We think this quarter-by-quarter approach is not supporting Indonesia's request for improvement on prices and flow of livestock. So, again, we face another quarter, entering another quarter without having the permits issued, but we're fairly confident that this will be resolved quickly and we'll be able to move forward. Indeed, it's not, and this is not just a live issue, it's also an issue for the boxed beef trade as well.
What sort of quota have we got this year?
There was a request for well over 200,000 head for this third quarter. If we can get that, that'll be fantastic, but I suspect we'll probably get somewhere in order of 100,000 plus.
What about the cattle that they want? Are they going to take slaughter cattle over 350 or only take feeder cattle under 350?
Well, the advice I've received is that the government is looking just to import feeder cattle. The slaughter-ready cattle have tended to go in particularly to support demand around Ramadan. Now we're in Ramadan now, so cattle going in now wouldn't likely make the rounds for the trade, so we're looking at feeder cattle only.
Now, there are plenty of boats going out of Townsville, many of them going to Vietnam. Have we resolved some of the problems there, particularly in relation to animal welfare and the monitoring of cattle that get into Vietnam and are processed in works there?
There's been a lot of cattle flow into Vietnam in recent months. It has been, in a sense, in the respect of helping producers, particularly in Queensland, that are facing pretty tough times, move cattle off property. But obviously, we've still got concerns about some supply chains in the marketplace. We put in place our six-point plan. Exporters are busily implementing that, including the CCT TVs, but we recognise that there's still more work to do. So we're considering what additional requirements and measures we need to take in terms of monitoring the implementation of that six-point plan and also responding to the proposal that was put to industry by Animals Australia and RSPCA in June.
And that was?
Oh, they put their own six-point plan to us with a variety of suggestions, including suspending the marketplace. So obviously we'll consider those in good faith and respond as soon as we can.
But as far as you're concerned, cattle are still going into Vietnam, and yet we don't have all these other things sorted.
Well, we have SCAS. I mean, we are committed to delivering SCAS. So we've put in place additional measures. Nobody is standing by letting abuse happen. We're actively trying to sort it out. There's a lot of staff, a lot of exporters put huge resources up into Vietnam. And we'll deal with the problems that are occurring. But I don't think anyone should take lightly the sort of commitment that the Australian live export industry is making to make the trade to Vietnam sustainable.